A researcher at the Sumatra Institute of Technology in Lampung has identified a compound in the mulberry plant with promising potential for treating cervical cancer. According to a statement released on Tuesday, Kurniawan explained that Quanon J is a Diels Alder adduct formed through a biotransformation process involving the Diels Alderase enzyme. Initial laboratory tests have shown that the compound exhibits cryotoxic activity against cervical cancer cells, meaning it may be able to kill or inhibit them. He also noted that mulberry plants produce unique phenolic compounds with isoprenyl chains, which act as precursors in forming cyclosine methyl ring found in Quanon J compound. The Indonesian government still has an opportunity to negotiate a lower tariff rate before the United States' 32% import duty on Indonesia products takes effect on August 1st. According to Presidential Communication Office Head Hasan Nasbi, Nasbi made the statement in response to executive orders and letters signed by the U.S. President Donald Trump on Monday, which outline updated tariff rates for countries targeted under his reciprocal trade policy. He noted that in a letter to Indonesia President Prabowo Subianto, Trump expressed a willingness to consider favorable proposals that could lead to adjustments in the tariff rate. And that was the news.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi, is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wudung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, geseng bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fridella. Thank you for listening.
Listener, today's music honor presents a song by Maudie Ayunda. Ayunda Faza Maudia, who is known as Maudie Ayunda, is an Indonesian actress, model, writer, and singer. Maudie Ayunda released her latest song entitled Puisi Kota or Poem of the City on November 25, 2024. In this song, Maudie collaborates with the legendary Indonesian musician Iwan Fals. Although it was released on November 25, 2024, the song was actually first written by Maudie on April 17, 2023. In addition, the song also involves Simhala Avadana, vocalist of the band Numata. The song Puisi Kota tells a personal reflection on life in Jakarta, which is full of contradictions. The big city provides many opportunities and also dreams for some people, but on the other hand, it can also make someone feel small and lonely. Well, listener, here is Maudy Ayunda with her latest single, Puisi Kota. Happy listening.
Tapi ku sendiri.
Bertahan Satu Cinta or Stay in One Love, Voice Listener, where you can always stay in one radio station, that is Voice of Indonesia, online streaming voinews.id, shortwave in through 325 kHz and 4755 kHz also. Our application in RRE Digital, for those of you love watching on demand.
Mengingatku pernahkah ingat walau seperti angin berlalu di setiap malam kini aku tak sedetik pun tak ingat kamu namun dirimu masih begitu acuhkan ku. Satu cinta, bertahan satu cinta, bertahan satu cinta, bertahan satu cinta.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voinews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, international musical entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kasoami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasoami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasoami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cloth to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasoami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasoami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasoamis. Kasoami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasoami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kasoami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kasoami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Cari-cari di dunia maya, ku pandang profilnya, ku baca statusnya, ingin aku mengenalnya. Aku berhasil menjadi temannya, walau sebatas di sosial media. Aku terbawa imaji tentangnya, citra yang dibuatnya. Aku merasa jatuh cinta padanya, meski tak pernah berjumpa. Ingin rasanya ku memiliki dirinya dalam dunia nyata. Seutuhnya, selamanya.
komentar di timeline-nya. Aku tak suka panas aku jadinya. Aku cemburu terbakar hatiku. Hilang sudah logika. Aku merasa jatuh cinta padanya meski tak pernah berjumpa.
Is one of the legendary solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as kempol pleret, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. As kempol pleret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as kempol pleret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round made of rice and it's white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Pleret is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol pleret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tape. For one bowl of es kempol pleret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiah. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, if you visit Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala village is a fish hunter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. pasar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cleaning process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours and is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. Listener, ikan asar has an extraordinary taste because the smoked fish is savory and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal colo-colo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime.
Bebaskan aku dari semua masa lalu. Tenangkan aku, lepaskan dari rasa ragu. Buka matamu, semuanya terlihat. Kau pasti bisa melewatinya.
Semua impian, oh, dalam derap langkah kau bawa senyuman, harapan, impian dalam kehidupan.
Semua cerita tak harus berakhir kelabu. Ku hanya ingin membuatmu tersenyum. Buka matamu, semuanya terlihat. Kau pasti bisa melewatinya.
Semua impian, oh, dalam derap langkah kau bawa senyuman, harapan, impian dalam kehidupan.
Bamboo is a plant which is easy to grow and it can be found everywhere in Indonesia. Many Indonesian people use bamboo for daily activity, beginning for cooking ware, weapon to fighting colonizers until traditional instruments. Especially for Indonesian traditional instrument, bamboo can produce different tone accordance to its shape. West Java is one of regions in Indonesia which has abundant bamboo plant. The most popular instrument from bamboo in the world is angklung. There is another unique instrument from West Java which is made from bamboo, namely karinding. Karinding actually has been existing in West Java and used by people since before Christ. The development of Indonesian music industry, which is so fast, makes karinding instrument just drown. One of West Java's artists is often called Abah Olot to get message from his ancestors to preserve and introduce karinding.
Tahun 2004, Abah mengembangkan karinding warisan dari orang tua.
In 2004, Abah developed karinding, heritage of parents. Abah must preserve it because message from parents in order karinding arts is not extinct. Abah kept learning to make it be shared and be sold. Then the instrument is spread to all regions, especially in West Java.
Thank you.
That was Karinding Rhythm, which was presented by young people of Bandung, namely Karinding Attack. Karinding is wind instrument, even though the way to play it, it's not fully to be blown like flute. Karinding is placed on lips, then it is played on the tap. Then it is tapped on the right to produce a sound resonance. There are some regions in West Java which makes karinding, such as in Citamiang, Pasir Mukti, Tasikmalaya, Lewo Malangbong, Garut, and Cikalongkulon Cianjur, which is made from palm nidra. In Limbangan and Cililin, karinding is made from bamboo and played by women. Karinding is shaped like picker. In order, it is easy to be inserted in the hair bun. The karinding, which is made from midrib, is usually played by men. Its shape is shorter in order to be able to be tucked in a cigarette case. According to Abah Olot, the main material of karinding is fiber of palm tree. In a modern era, the main material is rare.
Kalau dulunya dari ranting aren, aren orang Cina bilang dari dahan pawung. Nah, sekarang
in the past, it was made from palm midrib. Sundanese people call it kawung. Now, Abah makes it from bamboo, because if Abah makes it from kawung, karinding will be extinct, because it is difficult to find palm midrib. Its raw material is difficult to be made. To dry, it takes a long time. If it is made from bamboo, it is easy. There are many bamboos. It is fast to be dried. A year, it can be made. The palm midrib takes 2 until 3 years.
Cara jemurnya juga lama, jadi kalau bambu mudah, bambu banyak, dijemurnya cepat kering, setahun tidak bisa dibikin. Kalau aren, setahun lebih sampai 2 tahun, 3 tahun baru bisa dibikin.
Since that time, karinding has been known by West Java people, especially in Bandung. Asep Nata says that karinding has been known in Bandung since 1982. Eccentric artist from Bandung, Hari Rusli, introduced karinding through his music.
Di kota Bandung, barangkali sepengetahuan saya itu mulai adanya eksplorasi memanfaatkan seni karinding ke dalam orkes simfoni itu barangkali didahului oleh.
In Bandung City, karinding art began to be explored in symphony orchestra, which was initiated by Hari Rusli around 1982. Then there was a gap. Finally, it appeared again around 2006-2007. Now it is produced massively in Bandung and surrounding areas.
Belakangan muncul lagi sesudah dengan triggernya karat. Karat kira-kira mulai tahun 2006-2007 sampai kemarilah gitu. Gitu, mulai lagi menjadi masif di kota Bandung dan sekitarnya.
Astaghfirullah la baba yarun. Astaghfirullah la banunagi. Astaghfirullah la banumantrog. Astaghfirullah ayah kolektor. Astaghfirullah la
thank you. masalah hutang ke warung, jangka tetangga dan bayar listrik, jangka kontrakan. Oh,